is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan, the Global Opinions author, for his column in the Washington Post. Most importantly, he is the book author of Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century. The chapter in it on the origins of COVID-19, What We Don't Know, is riveting. We have an update on that story that Josh covers in his most recent column. As I understand it, the United States, through the United States Agency for International Development, a benign and successful organization for decades, is seeking to continue research into viruses around the world and people who deal with those viruses. Why? Because well-informed is well-armed. Viruses from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. However, the question is, did this same good intention, this benign ambition, did this lead to the catastrophe of these last years or not? It turns on some definitions that are challenging, and I want to be very careful here. Question is, did U.S. government money go to a program that was investigating viruses that were then part of an attempt in a laboratory for gain of function? It's unproved. It's a suspicion. However, here we are again in Washington with political voices commenting on what we know so far. Josh, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I'm being so cautious here because language can be tricky and ambiguous. The gain of function is the term that everybody comes up against. This looks to be, one more time, the controversy of gain of function. What is the USAID now proposing with new money? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Well, here we are 2 years after the outbreak of the pandemic in Wuhan, China. We still don't know how the virus outbreak started. There are two theories. One is that it spilled over in nature, and one that it was related in some way to work being done on bat coronaviruses in one of these Wuhan labs. And what we now know is that some of the work that was being done on bat coronaviruses in these Wuhan labs was making these viruses more infectious to humans. And now the U.S. government, the National Institutes of Health, has confirmed this week, actually, that some of that work in making bat coronaviruses more infectious to humans was sponsored by the U.S. government, although they say they weren't aware of it. And they say that their contractor, a nonprofit group called the EcoHealth Alliance, didn't inform them that the research that was making bat coronaviruses more infectious to humans was sponsored by the National Institutes of Health. Now, what that means is that whether or not you use the term gain of function, which is a term that is defined in different ways by different people, the bottom line is that there was a lot of risky research going on in these labs that clearly didn't have the proper government knowledge and proper government oversight. And the fact that we're learning about all of these things 2 years after the pandemic broke out shows us that there's still a lot about this research that has not come to light. Why is it then in that environment that the United States Agency for International Development is dumping another $125 million into this very research to dig up new 8,000 to 12,000 new viruses all over the world and bring them back to labs all over the world without first having a full accounting of what happened with this research before, and not to mention fixing any of the risks in biosafety and oversight that we've identified? And so that's the controversy. The question is not whether or not the U.S. government funded the research that caused the pandemic. The question is, now that we know about all this risky research, are we just going to keep doing it? Are we just going to keep pouring U.S. taxpayer money into it? Or are we going to put in place some new systems so that the Congress and the American people and the media can have an understanding of what's going on, what we're really doing in all of these labs, and what the risks are to our public health?
You spoke to two very strong voices in the U.S. Senate, one from each party. One, Senator Graham from South Carolina, and the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Menendez of New Jersey. Starting with Bob Menendez, what is his opinion of the next step? What does he want to know?
What's interesting is that both Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Bob Menendez, although they're from different parties, are basically supportive of this type of research. They both told me directly that they're not opposed to the science of it. But they both told me that they want to see Congress have more oversight and they want to see more transparency. And for Bob Menendez, what he wants to know is if they start to do this work with China, will Congress be consulted? And, you know, you can understand why that's really risky is because, you know, the Chinese labs that we've been collaborating for the last 15 years shut their doors to us during the pandemic. And they hid the science and censored the scientists and took their databases offline and continued to withhold early data about the pandemic. And that contributed to our suffering. So collaborating with those labs again seems like pretty problematic, especially if you're doing it with U.S. taxpayer money. That's Menendez's main concern. For Lindsey Graham, he's concerned about the whole enterprise and especially the fact that USAID still hasn't handed over the documents about their past research on this that have been requested by Congress. And why is it that, you know, USAID doesn't feel it has to answer congressional requests for information about what it's already done before spending another $125 million. So what Senator Graham is saying, we need to slow this down and we need to take a look at biosafety and we need to take a look at where the money's going and we need to take a look, a closer look than we have before it. You know, what was the last $200 million that the U.S. government spent on virus hunting, spent on? And was that really related to the labs and was that really related to the outbreak of the virus that caused the pandemic? We don't know, but we should probably figure it out before we continue to dump more taxpayer money into this very science.
You also spoke to a scientist, Rutgers University molecular biologist and biosafety expert Richard Ebright. My memory is that you spoke with Mr. Ebright when you assembled your book. And that's the chapter I urge everybody to read because it's great detail and fascination. It's a mystery. What does Professor Ebright make of this new idea to more money for research?
Right. Well, Richard Ebright of Rutgers, who's a biosafety expert, he said it's insane to continue these high-risk, low-reward activities. Basically, he's one of a number of scientists who say that digging up dangerous viruses in the wild and taking them back to labs to play around with them is exactly the wrong way to prevent pandemics because what you're actually doing is creating a lot more interactions between humans and dangerous viruses that don't really tell you anything because viruses change all the time. And no matter how many you dig up, you can't really predict what they're going to change into next because that's a fool's errand. And what he advocates is that you take all that money, those hundreds of millions of dollars, and you put it into monitoring and reacting to outbreaks when they happen, which is probably not in the labs, is probably where the bats are. It's probably where the viruses live. And wouldn't you save a lot more lives doing that? Now that's a internal debate among scientists and there are honest and good people on both sides of that debate. But, you know, considering the fact that the last program to predict the pandemic clearly didn't predict it, right? And may have sparked it. Ebright and many others are urging caution this time around, and their voices, frankly, aren't being heard.
Is there an understanding that we need to know how the first $200 million was spent and what it did before we give more money to it?
Well, I think USAID is hoping that they don't have to do that. In other words, they're planning to continue with the next project without responding to congressional requests for the information about what happened in the last 15 years with this money. In other words, if we do find out that this collaboration with these Chinese labs contributed to the outbreak, well, then that would change everything.
Yes, it would.
Then it wouldn't, it would mean that all of these programs have to be reviewed and that, you know, there's no way that you could go ahead with spending another $100 million to dig up viruses in foreign countries without more oversight. And it seems to me that's what USAID is trying to avoid. And it'll be up to Congress because the administration and the White House don't seem to care. If anyone's going to throw a pause into this, it's going to have to be Congress just to say, hey, you know, this is U.S. taxpayer money. We know this research is risky. We know that the biosafety and biosecurity oversight is lax. And we need to fix that either way, even if the lab leak theory is not true, even if there is no connection to the pandemic and this research. There's a risk here, and that risk could cause another pandemic if we don't address it now.
The book is Chaos Under Heaven, Josh Rogan. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Batchelor.